Welcome to Manager Tools. This is Sarah.
And this is Kate.
And today's cast is Rolling Out the Trinity Updated, Part 3 of 3.
The questions this cast answers are, how do I implement one-on-one feedback, coaching, and delegation? Can I start doing feedback right away? How do I actually introduce each of the tools in the Trinity?
If you want answers to these questions and more, keep listening. Managing a team is no small feat. From handling difficult conversations to motivating your staff, every day comes with new challenges. And that's where the Manager Tools personal license comes in. Equipped with Manager Tools podcast show notes, effective feedback guides, and now an AI-powered chatbot, you have a toolkit designed to support you in all aspects of management. Our chatbot offers solutions and advice 24/7, ensuring you're never without support when you need it the most. Leading with confidence by letting Manager Tools streamline your management process. Being in charge just got easier. Visit us online today at manager-tools.com to learn more information.
If you've heard us recently in a session, this guidance that we're about to present is the belt and suspenders version. This is, you're listening to this podcast, you cannot ask us questions. We want to give you the most detailed, granular guidance we can possibly provide to you.
So this might not be— there's no way this will harm you. No way this will go wrong.
There it is. This might not be what you've heard from us recently in person, because in person, we talk about it and we can answer questions. So we've got a balance there. Here, since you're just listening to
you could ask us questions. I am so sorry. We will not respond.
We would love to.
We would love to. Customer service at manager-tools.com will get you there. But if you're just listening to this, you need the belt and suspenders.
And that version includes giving positive feedback to top performers first. This is useful to you. It makes it easy on managers while sticking to our principle that any marginal time you have, we recommend you spend on top performers, which if you heard our recent updates to these casts, you'll have heard that routinely. You're learning something new. Your top performers are hungry for any information you can give them about their performance. They're going to be easier to talk to about almost anything than your weaker performers. And you already don't give them enough positive reinforcement. You don't. The math around the how much time you spend in one-on-ones also reversed here into they do 150, 300, 500, 1,000 things a day that positive performers that mostly contribute to your results. And you're only going to comment on 5 of them a week.
Yeah.
Dude, that's not enough.
It's not what they deserve. That's for sure.
Yeah. So we recommend you start with your top performers. You're already not giving them enough, truly. So why not start giving top performers positive feedback?
Right.
They'll be more forgiving.
Yeah. And you're going to be practicing. You're not going to be great immediately. So starting there is...
best of both worlds.
Yeah, the best of both worlds. Exactly.
You get to practice. They'll forgive you if you mess it up because it's positive reinforcement. You'll get the benefit of doing what you should have been doing for months, which is telling your top performers how great they are, but beyond simple praise, like, hey, good job, which honestly feels like it's just kind of vague. It doesn't really feel pointed at exactly. It doesn't feel, I don't know, y'all have heard good job probably your whole careers. When you hear it, does it really feel like that person's paying a lot of attention, or does it feel like they're just giving like a kudos, like a thumbs up? That's how it feels. I appreciate praise. I also get a lot of praise, and I don't necessarily feel like the things that I do that are above and beyond that make me great are recognized, and I'm still getting praise. So I think both things can be true. Praise is great.
I think we have data highlight to prove that point too, right? Like in and around—
and it's in the feedback podcast,
yeah,
right?
The feedback podcast, but also like— just folks know, like think to yourself, engagement surveys, employee satisfaction surveys.
Right.
If you're a manager and an employee satisfaction survey of your team has been done, you probably received information from that survey suggesting the people on your team have told the organization they're not getting any feedback. And you might think to yourself, wait a minute, I'm giving you feedback all the time. What are you even talking about? But it's because if someone gives a great presentation and you say, oh my gosh, great presentation, good job, that's not feedback.
Like, to some people, they might think that's feedback, but to many people, they're like, all you did was say good job. You just thanked me. That's not feedback. And I know they're synonymous in your brain, but they're not to the recipient.
Well, and you've probably had that experience from the recipient perspective, right?
Yeah, where it's like, exactly.
Oh, yeah. People just say nice things a lot.
They say nice things in passing. It's just, it's not feedback. It's just like what people do. They say thank you. That's what they do. It doesn't feel like it's about you.
It reminds me of the fact that every time you are introduced to someone, you say, nice to meet you. Is it though?
Is it though?
Is it? Like, or are you just, is? Are these social niceties?
Are these social niceties? How are you today? I'm good. Are you good? You're not good. You're literally falling apart over there, but you're just going to say I'm good. It's kind of like that.
I'm good.
Yeah. It's just
that. Yeah, 100%.
It's just a standard. It's a social nicety. And that doesn't feel like it's about me or like it's something that should resonate deeply with me because it certainly doesn't.
It just doesn't tell them what to repeat either.
Exactly. It's not effective.
Yeah. With positive top performance, you want that stuff repeated. So highlighting what you want repeated that really makes them stand out will encourage them to continue to do so. So we start there.
Yeah, we start there.
Start there. Mm-hmm. And then 3 to 4 weeks later, add positive feedback to the rest of the team. Still positive. Now you've made all your silly mistakes.
Mm-hmm. I do want to interject quick, Kate, because I want to make sure that everyone here knows that we're not suggesting that you withhold positive reinforcement, praise type language, great job. We're not suggesting you hold that information on if you're top performers for what, 12 weeks, and now the rest of your team for 16 weeks. We're not suggesting that. We're just suggesting your use of the manager tools feedback model, which, again, we didn't cover in grave detail here, but it has its own podcast because the manager tools feedback model sounds different than good job, which is what many people think of as feedback. And don't withhold those positive comments, but what we're saying here is the rest of your team wasn't as ready or isn't as ready for the manager tools feedback model for positive behaviors as the top performers were or as your team was without a relationship. Mm-hmm. So yes, you're right. We are still in positive. Now you've made all your silly mistakes and you've done them with your top performers and you've got such a better way of, or you're much better at delivering in this new format, and you can broaden the scope and start telling everyone on your team what it is that they do well. After a few weeks, I would say, add essentially a person a day to getting positive feedback. Because let's say you started with one person of your team of six, right? One person is your top performer. You started there for the first 4 weeks. Now you're giving it to the rest of the team. That's five more people. And that five more people on a single day can feel like a little overwhelming, right?
Yeah, it's
like,
oh my gosh. We want to ramp up.
Yeah, we want to ramp up. So after a few weeks, add a person a day to getting more feedback. And folks, feedback can be about small things, like being on time to a meeting, or creating an accurate report, or responding quickly to a client request, or alerting you to a potential thing that might turn into a problem if something's not done. But if you want it to continue, that small positive thing that's not above and beyond, it's just the simple expectation, essentially. If you want that thing to continue, so much better to spend 5 seconds giving them positive feedback to ensure that they know it's important and they do it again. Because the alternative is you don't make mention of it and they don't think it's that important that they come to things on time or create reports accurately or whatever it may be.
Right. It takes longer.
It takes longer. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
It takes longer. You know what, though? It's better and more than praise. It lasts longer. It works better. And it doesn't take any time.
So yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Why not spend the 5 seconds to ensure it happens forever? And sometimes I hear from people in our events, in our training events, they're like, are you seriously suggesting I just give people positive feedback for doing standard expectations of their job?
Yeah.
I am. Can you imagine how amazing your life would be if everyone just did exactly what they were told? Can you imagine? My life would be just, I'd be floating on a cloud. Everyone's just doing exactly what they're supposed to do to the standard that they're supposed to do it.
I always think about like weekly reporting, you know, where if someone has to fill in the sheet every week, timesheets is another one. But I find people are so annoyed with timesheets that they don't want to have to like get it fixed. But weekly reporting. Okay. If every time your direct does the weekly reporting, you tell them positive feedback, guess what? They'll keep doing it. And suddenly you don't have to worry about the weekly reporting.
Right. One last thing.
Just a thought. Okay. Maybe you've been waiting all day on the day that you're listening to this. You've been waiting for multiple podcasts as well, perhaps. Here it is. It's finally time. Dun, dun, dun. After 6 more weeks, you can add in negative feedback to your top performers.
Yeah.
Okay. 6 to 8 more weeks. Again, you want to learn in front of the more forgiving of your people. And by the way, top performers by this point will be begging for negative feedback. They understand that they're awesome. We'll come back to that. You can't avoid negative feedback, y'all. So you get good at the model with 6 to 8 weeks of positive, and then now it's time to deal with the negative. They're mostly comfortable with the model. You're mostly comfortable. And now you can have those slightly more touchy conversations. You will feel iffy about it still.
It's, of course, because you're human.
The only way to make this not uncomfortable is to normalize it.
Yeah.
And normalization requires repetition. So just repeat, rinse, repeat. But y'all, remember, this isn't about comfort.
Yeah. You're not paid to be comfortable.
There's that. Also, again, repetition will make it comfortable. You gotta work through
you do.
That curve, the horseman curve.
All human behavior starts more difficult than it ends up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so much easier to behave in your habits and patterns. Hopefully you've created good habits and patterns. Hey, guess what? We're going to create a good habit or pattern.
Mm-hmm.
The path of least resistance is not a positive one.
It's not a positive one.
No. I mean, look, the people with whom you're competing, they want your stuff too.
Oh, yeah,
they want your market share.
For sure wants your market share. And they would be happy for you not to give anybody feedback ever.
Yeah, they'd be delighted.
Yeah, they'd be delighted. You'll be very comfortable and looking for a new job because you've gone on to business. And that will be incredibly unfortunate. So there's that. Being a little uncomfortable at work is a better set of circumstances.
Yeah. I mean, just imagine being more profitable at work because you went through this process. Change happens, y'all. And some of it you don't get to decide about.
Yeah.
This one, you get to choose. Another choice, top performers ask for negative feedback. So what happens, right? It's normal. Y'all know this. Your top performers are already awesome. They want to know how to get more awesome.
They do.
It's pretty normal. The guidance are here. What if they ask you for it? It depends. It depends on you. If you're not yet comfortable with the model, you don't have to do it. Tell them you appreciate that. You appreciate their openness. You'll think carefully about opportunities for improvement. Then give them one instance in their next one-on-one. And that means you can prep in advance. You can write it down. You can have it ready. Pay attention to their response when you do it. And if you're not yet at the, like, if you're not at the right timing in what we're suggesting, you can keep doling it out a little bit at a time. But if you're in doubt or you're not ready or you'd like to slow roll it, just wait.
Yeah, just wait. It's better to wait and be safe than move too quickly and be sorry. Because I think so many managers that we know, one of the reasons we hesitate to give feedback is we've tried it before. We've done it before. It's gone incredibly poorly and we've learned a lesson. I recently had the same individual whom I referenced earlier whose manager didn't want to give her feedback.
So sad.
I also told her, you can ask for feedback, but please, even if the feedback they give you is terrible, it's not helpful. You disagree with it. It's not good. Please just say to your manager, thank you so much for the feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And just thank them, because the thing is, if you ask for feedback and you get feedback and you don't like the feedback and you fight back, you're just teaching your manager, again, don't give me feedback. I have a whole podcast on how to get more feedback, I think is what it's called. It's in the career tools feed. But yeah, it's that. It's we've learned a lesson. We don't give as much feedback as we could because when we've done it, it's gone poorly. That's why the negative feedback is harder. Don't perpetuate that by feeding into it, asking for negative feedback and then fighting back. Rather, accept it so that your manager learns the lesson. Oh, they are really open, just like they said they were. Much, much better. Much better set of circumstances.
M Conference 2024 is only 4 months away, but it's not too late to think about your 2024 professional development. You can come to the M Conference, meet other professionals, executives, people who are dealing with what you're dealing with. They have ideas on how to get through it. Collaborate, learn, and if you want to, meet the Manager Tools team. Sign up at manager-tools.com/training.
So now we've rolled out essentially one-on-ones, positive feedback, negative feedback. It's time for following that 8 weeks of positive and negative feedback, rolling out coaching slowly.
Right. So you added in negative feedback. You've added it with top performers. You're going to keep doing that for a number of weeks. And then you add in coaching.
Exactly. And this speaks to something we referred to a bit earlier. And again, we have a full podcast about coaching itself, but you want to, again, start with your top performers.
Oh, can we go back for a second? Yeah. I just want to make sure we say it like really crisply. Yeah. You introduced and started one-on-ones after 3 weeks. You did 12 weeks of one-on-ones before you started giving positive feedback to top performers. Then 8 more weeks, we've done negative feedback with feathering in top performers and then the whole team. 8 weeks after that, it's time to start coaching top performers.
Yes.
Because I know people, we said people can't ask questions.
I know, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay, good. So, okay, you said it's better to spend time with your top performers.
Yes. And again, just like with feedback, with positive and negative feedback, your top performers are a more receptive audience. It's also going to be more fun. Let's be honest. It'll be more fun to coach a top performer because there's not that same sense of this is a must improve situation. Like if we don't fix this, they can't do it well. We might end up in a situation where we have to result in termination. And top performers aren't that way, right? It's like, okay, well, there's this new skill. Here, you can learn this new skill. And it's going to be easier. It's going to be better. They're more receptive. It's going to be funner than some of your maybe lower level directs or lower performing directs will feel if you begin to coach with them. And we would also suggest, just like with feedback, after a couple of coaching engagements with a couple of your top performers, then you roll out coaching again, more broadly across the entire team. And just like with feedback and with one-on-ones, frankly, prior to beginning coaching, you'll have wanted to introduce coaching in much the same way you introduced feedback and one-on-ones at your staff meeting, walking through the basics. Again, it's just going to save you a lot of time and headaches if you let everybody know what to expect before you start to coach them.
Yep. Let them know and then get started. Your top performers, I find, also are the ones most likely to be able to eke out some time each week to be coached, which is another reason it's easier. So just to highlight that for y'all. So now we've gotten you all the way through coaching. This rollout plan works in a number of situations. We've got lots of questions about here's how I got where I am, previous boss fired, I got promoted, et cetera. What's my plan? And the answer is same plan.
Same plan. The one we just talked about.
If you're newly promoted to manage your former peers, this is the plan. We're not making big distinctions for promotions, although, okay, that promotion's a bit tougher. It's tougher in your head. And if the team is newly formed, the guidance works. Whether you did the Trinity where you were before or not, start over. If they all had one-on-ones from multiple bosses before, start fresh. Resist the tendency to rush. For all the guidance here, do not rely on a previous manager's use of any of the Trinity to allow you to skip
forward. Don't make assumptions about, oh, well, they were doing feedback with this other person. It's the same. That can allow me to fast forward. No.
It's not about timing. It's about building a trusting relationship, and the trust from the previous manager doesn't transfer to you.
Yeah, trust is non-transferable. It's not. You don't get it just because they had it.
100%. So that translates to don't rush, y'all. So much of this content, and it's the same when people ask me, oh, what do you do? And then I say, oh, explain. And then they say, well, what industry? There's always the question. I always get the question, like, what industry? Manager Tools doesn't apply to only one industry because Manager Tools systems are human. The same is true of this. This is not a process in which we are attempting to teach the process. That's usually why processes are rolled out slowly, partially because some of what's happening is learning about the process. This process is not slow because of learning.
No, it's
this,
not.
Now, it's in there, right? That's happening. This process is slow because it's a human system. Humans build trust over time. It does not come from, oh, I just met you automatically. I know you. No. Trust comes from time. It takes effort.
Yeah.
So look, even if you're taking, if it's an existing team, the answer is the same. Old boss did it. Doesn't matter. You're new to the team. They're new to you. Go slow. Mm-hmm. And this is true even of if you add people. But look, before we get to that, any early losses that happen when we've got a new team, right, will be made up for later just because we're building trust. So if you try to rush, you're going to have degradation of the quality of the impact here. Please don't rush.
Yeah, don't rush. Don't rush. Okay, so we already mentioned the fact that relationships are non-transferable. And again, this is an individual process. Now, I know that, for example, for an individual listening today, if you were going to start down this path of Trinity rollout today, in 8 months' time, let's say, all of your team members would be at the exact same stage in the rollout. That's a byproduct of your start date, not a byproduct of the relationship. So what that means is, let's say 8 months into this entire rollout, you're well underway, one-on-ones, positive feedback, negative feedback, coaching starting to go, and you add a new direct or new directs to the team. You get a new hire, essentially. You start your Trinity rollout with that individual at the beginning. So now everyone else is 8 weeks into it, and they are on day one of the Trinity rollout because you need to build a relationship with them separately. I suppose, in essence, you could have a group of people, all of which are at a different part in the Trinity rollout because relationships are individual things. This isn't about you and streamlining your ability to lead your team, although, let me be clear, it absolutely does that. It's more about each person needs an individual relationship built with them because, to Kate's point, they're all humans. And humans all require the same amount of relationship built. And in terms of a new hire, let's say, to your existing team 8 months from now, it might happen a little bit faster. And part of the reason for that is because you did a really good job with everyone else, obviously, because the guidance you got in the Trinity Rollout podcast was so great that you knew exactly what you were doing. And you can shave some weeks here and there because you already know how to do it. You don't necessarily need to go as slow when adding positive and negative feedback, potentially. But remember, you need to build relationships with that person. You can't just move quickly because you're really good at it now. That's not a reason to go fast. You need to add things in more slowly for the relationship, what the relationship can withstand. And speaking to the last point of this is temporary directs. What about, like, I've only got them on a 4 month secondment, or they're an individual that's with us for a shorter period of time? We would still recommend you follow the rollout timeline. Don't try and speed them up. And that might mean, if they're only with you for a few months, that they only get as far as one-on-ones and maybe positive feedback, and they never, ever get further than that. And that's okay. Again, going back to one-on-ones is the single most important managerial behavior. It gets you 40% of the way there. Even if that's all you did, that's pretty good. So do that. And speeding through it just because you have less time with that person is not going to add value. Plus, if all you ever do is one-on-ones, it's going to be better than anything they've ever gotten before. So just do that.
Yeah, for sure. some people might want to do it differently. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Of course they do. There's still
full disclosure.
Like, I heard you guys. I just don't like it.
Fair. It can and does work a la carte, but there's danger there.
Yeah, there's danger there.
Technically, you can jump right into feedback, which is what everybody seems to want to do. Mm-hmm. You'll stink at it.
Uh-huh. Your
people will be very chapped.
Oh, they will hate it. They're going to hate it.
And it takes a lot longer for real change to happen. Okay, it'll work. It's slower than this. So good luck with that. We can't imagine wanting to coach someone without a one-on-one for it to occur in or without them being ready for feedback. But sure, okay, you could do it. It'll take longer. You'll have to schedule extra meetings. It'll be more of a struggle. So much of the structure underneath it will be degraded by your lack of investment that your ability to improve upon the model or to utilize the model will mm-hmm. be low. But okay.
You can do it. It'll work. But again, Kate mentioned this really early in this podcast series, but all of these things are designed to work together. The system all feeds back into itself. So for coaching, for example, it's a model to increase your direct skill sets that's designed to work in your one-on-one, in the pre-existing one-on-one time that you have in your calendar. And it just takes 10 minutes of that. So if you don't have the one-on-one, you have to create meetings for it. Now, if you create meetings for it and you don't have a way of talking about performance, good and bad, how are you going to have those conversations, right? It's this, the whole thing feeds back into itself. So you can do it. It's not going to be as good, but you could theoretically do it and it'll work and it'll be less good than what we talked about in this series of guidance. So the next bit, or the last bit, I should say, of our outline for this series of guidance is assess where you are already and join the process there. Now, we say that because we're not suggesting every manager who's already doing one-on-ones listen to this podcast and start back over with their entire series of rollout steps. Now, we know, again, one-on-ones, the single most important managerial behavior. We know there are a lot of people out there in the Manager Tools community who are doing one-on-ones and just never got past one-on-ones. So for those of you that are in that situation, you don't have to go back and restart one-on-ones and do it all over again if you're already doing Manager Tools one-on-ones. For those of you who started the process, not new directs, not new teams, not where you are as the professional in terms of mastering the tools, ask yourself where they would say you are. How solid you think your progress has been at implementing the tools prior to now.
Right. Ask them.
Exactly. And folks, if you have any doubt whatsoever, no harm will come from doing it slowly. If you have doubts, you just start the clock now and you keep doing one-on-ones for an additional 12 weeks before you do the rest of the stuff. And that's okay too. Take your time and get it right so that the future is built on a professional managerial foundation. It's okay to jump in midstream. As long as the upstream is clear and cool and flowing strong and solid, but if things are not as strong as they could be, again, you're putting yourself at risk. Just move slowly. It's okay.
Yeah. You can always make an adjustment for specifically to one-on-ones. Like that's the most common use case, right? You're doing one-on-ones, but they're not perfect. Okay, cool. Ask yourself, what is the difference between what is suggested and what I'm doing? Tell your team in your next team or staff meeting, hey, y'all, I'm going to make an adjustment to the one-on-ones. Here's what I'm going to do. Tell them all, again, all together as a group for all the reasons we listed earlier. And then adjust. Entropy is always against you. You may be doing all of this. You may be listening to this. You may be doing all of it and think to yourself, gosh, my process isn't as crisp as it once was. You can adjust. Not a problem. It's a process. It is a process. Becoming a great manager isn't accomplished overnight. It takes time to roll out the tools.
Yeah, it does.
If you try to do it all at once, it will fail.
It will fail. So why?
And if you do, okay, send us a note.
Yeah.
We'll help. And I won't say I told you so.
Oh, thank
you. We're just say it here. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing, folks. If you move faster, if you, for example, do them out of turn, right? Mm-hmm. You don't roll it out. You use them piecemeal. And it doesn't go well, shoot us a note and we'll help, right? Again, customer service at manager-tools.com. We'll help you out. We'll try and make adjustments, let you know what you need to do to make it more successful.
Mm-hmm. And when we ask questions about where you, like, what's your quality level, that will be our title juice though. Yeah. With love.
With love.
With love and support.
Exactly. Well, thanks, Kate. That was great.
Thanks, Sarah.
That's all for this week, folks. Thank you so much for joining us for this series of guidance. Join us again next time as we cover a new topic.